Applicant's interview is at PSC, 725 North Cherry Street. The time is 17 minutes after midnight. The date is 11/20/02. This is reference case report number 252704. Present is Detective Rick Shelton, myself, Detective L.A. Clark, and...
Rayshawn
Banner. Rayshawn is spelled R-A-Y-S-H-A-W-N. Last name Banner, B-A-N-N-E-R. Rayshawn lives at 621 Goldcroft Street, has a date of birth 4/24/88. Rayshawn, before we talk to you tonight, we read you a juvenile rights waiver. You signed this rights waiver acknowledging that you understood your rights and agreed to talk to us. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just before we get farther into this, you spoke up very well that time, and I need you to speak clearly and loud. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and set up for me, if you will. Okay, and then you signed the back of the rights waiver after having the explanation read to you, agreeing to talk to us. Okay, what we're going to do here, Rayshawn, is just start at the top about what happened on Moravia Street. You all went down there together in Jessica's car, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Who all was in Jessica's car?
It was me, my brother, Jamil, brother, Dara, and Shelton and Gene.
Okay. You got two brothers, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Which brother was with you in the car?
Nathaniel? Yeah.
Okay. And he goes by a nickname, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And what's that nickname?
Stanky.
Okay. And let's go over the names again. Nathaniel, your brother, and who else?
Me.
Okay.
Darrell.
Do you know Darrell's last name?
Bubba.
Okay. Do you know Bubba's name?
Christopher.
Okay, Christopher. Okay, who else?
Jamel.
Okay, do you know Jamel's full name? Okay.
Jed.
I'm sorry.
Jed.
Do you know Jed's full name?
It's Shelton. So he was like, I'll burst up in the car.
Okay.
Say Shelton.
What's Jed's full name?
I don't know.
Do you know Shelton's full name?
No.
Okay, are all these boys about your age?
Except for Gene.
How old's Jed?
18.
Okay. Okay, you were all in Jessica's car, correct?
Yeah.
What kind of car is that, do you know? You know what color it is?
Black.
Okay. Was it a big car or a small car?
Big car.
Okay. Okay, were you all still together when you drove down Moravia Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what happened there.
Everybody jumped out of the car. Well, Bubba played it out, so Bubba said, I'll go hit him first. And when I hit him, if he dropped, everybody just ran out of the car and do whatever they're gonna do. So everybody just ran out the car. Bubba like ran to the house or whatever. So when I got out the car, I was standing in the middle of the street. Then my brother was standing right there beside me. He looked at me. And then he ran over there. Then by the time he got over there, he was already on the ground. And Bubba and Jamil, they were sitting up there being a mama or whatever. And I guess Bubba tied him up.
Was the man, when y'all started running to the house, was the man already home? Had he already got home?
Yeah.
What was he doing when y'all went up?
He was already taking this horse.
Did he go inside the house and come back out, or was he?
Yeah.
And where were y'all when he went inside the house?
We was like right down parked on the side of the building, right down the curb, like, we said it right there, and his house was right there, so we could see it. So he took the bag groceries in the house, Jessica pulled up around the corner. So when he came back out, that's when Bubba went out, and when Bubba hit him, everybody just ran out the car, went out.
Okay. Did y'all follow him home?
No.
You didn't follow him from the grocery store?
No.
Okay. What kind of vehicle was in the driveway?
I don't know.
Okay, you said earlier that there was a van, I think, in the driveway.
The van went in the driveway. The van was like on the side.
Okay, but that's what he was driving or taking the groceries from?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember what color it was? Okay. Just tell me what you had on that day.
I had some blue pants.
Is that blue jeans?
Yeah, blue jeans. With my white BDPs on, with a blue shirt.
Okay, a blue shirt. Is it like what you got on now, this pullover shirt or button-up shirt like that?
Like a shirt like this, but another kind.
Okay, like a this t-shirt?
Kind. Yeah.
Carolina blue t-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when I had on, I went home.
Did you have a hoodie on or a jacket of any kind? Okay.
Was it dark? It was already dark when he got home. Okay. Who unscrewed the light above the car? How'd he do that?
He bought the tire, so he just stood up there. Or I think he went in the chair. In the kitchen, he got a chair, stood up there, took the light out.
Okay. You think he did? Did you see him standing on a chair unscrewing the light?
Can you stood on the hood of the car? It's in the driveway there. It was right in the driveway, no problem.
Oh, no, but I know he was on school or something, though, but I wasn't watching like that.
Yeah.
So everybody, I told him, like, everybody would come home. So everybody just came and jumped in the car and we pulled off.
Okay. When Jessica stopped the car, everyone got out of the car?
Yeah.
No one stayed in the car? Okay. And Bubba, you said, was the first one to run up to the van?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what the man was wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you hear them saying anything to each other?
No. Nope.
Could you hear them yelling or screaming at each other?
Not that I heard of. I didn't hear that. I think Bubba just went up to the hill. And then Bubba said, y'all come on. So everybody just turned out the car and ran up there. So everybody was just sitting there. So I said, everybody was sitting up there beating them up.
Why didn't you go up to the house?
Because I thought it was stupid from the get-go. So I was just in the car. So when he said, come on, I jumped out the car like I was going to do something, but I didn't. So I just stood right there in the middle of the street. When I stood right there, they were like, come on, let's try to get a piece of the action. I was like, nah, but come on, let's go. So everybody just came and jumped in the car. Jessica pulled it off. We went riding. And after we went riding, she dropped us off, so everybody went home.
Okay. Where was the man laying when you left?
Right there in his grass.
He was in the yard?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he moving?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Did you carry any tape with you there?
No.
Did you see any tape in Jessica's car before you got there?
What kind of tape? You talking about like...
Any kind of tape.
CD player, whatever?
No, I'm talking about tape, like you tape a package with or...
No.
Any type of tape.
One of probably had it in the pocket, but I ain't seen no tape. Not sitting down open. Maybe somebody must have had it around their back, but I ain't seen no tape. No rope, but nothing.
Okay. You didn't go out and hit the man? Okay. You said earlier that your brother went up and helped Bubba. You saw him put hands on the man?
No, my brother was standing right there looking at him. He told Bubba to come on, so Bubba went. He ran up there. I think my brother was standing right there. He got back up, so my brother knocked him back down. So my brother just hit him at one time. And then I told everybody to come on, so everybody left.
Okay. You saw this man carrying his groceries in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, and you saw him come out of the house?
Yeah.
Okay, and you saw Bubba go up and unscrew the light on the porch?
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't see who all was hitting, and you didn't see him get his hands tied, and you didn't see him get taped?
I know for a fact I seen Bubba and Jamel hit.
You know for a fact that Bubba and Jamel hit him?
Yeah.
Okay. What did they hit him with?
With their fists.
Okay. You didn't see any kind of weapon?
Well, I know Matt had some kind of little tool or whatever. It was like some kind of little tool, but it wasn't that long.
Okay. You said earlier it was an ignition tool?
No, it was like a little inks tool, like a little guard tool or whatever. Like something like one of the big little, like one of the little short poles that you dig out the dirt with, like one of the little poles.
Okay. They have curved ends on it?
Yeah.
Like a rake?
Yeah. Did have that? Jamel.
Did he have that with him in the car?
I think he had it in his pocket.
Okay. Do me a favor here, Sean. Try not to rock that chair because it squeaks and it makes a lot of noise. Thank you. Okay, when you all got back into the car and started leaving, did anyone say anything about taking anything from him? Okay, what did Bubba say?
He said, I got his wallet.
Okay.
But he didn't pull it out, so didn't nobody worry about it.
Okay, you said it was kind of a light color wallet earlier.
It was like brownish color.
Brownish color, okay. Did you see him passing any money around? I think you said earlier that you didn't get any money, but did you see them passing any money around?
Nope. I think he kept the money to himself.
Okay, after this happened, where did you go?
After that, I told her to let me out of the car. I went home, went to sleep.
Okay, where'd you get out of the car at?
Up there in Bubba's house.
Okay, where's that?
I don't know his house, but I'm about Devonshire.
Did you go in his house?
Nope.
You walked home?
Yep. So as I got in the car, I walked home.
Okay. And you're saying you didn't get anything from this?
No. I didn't get my one penny.
Okay.
So there's some question when I'm gonna back up just a minute. When y'all got out of the car or some groceries, did y'all come through the backyard? The right, went up through the backyard up to the house.
Two people ran from the backyard and like they let them out. They ran from the backyard and whatever. The rest of us jumped out the car.
Okay.
In the front.
Okay. Two people saw him from the back while it was like.
Yeah, we told two people. But like two people go through the back and the rest of us go through the front.
Okay. Y'all told two people go to the back?
Bubba did.
Okay.
Okay. You stated earlier that Bubba planned this thing.
Yeah.
Just tell me what he said, what the plan was.
The plan was that Bubba get out the car, hit him. If Bubba hit him, then he dropped everybody, got out the car. If he did drop everybody, still get out the car, or whatever.
Okay, hold it right there. I wasn't real clear what you're saying. Bubba said...
Did Bubba tell everybody where to go when the man got there, like before all this took place? Did he tell somebody to stay at the back of the house, somebody stay towards the front of the house, or around the side of the house?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, that's what we want to know.
Yeah.
To start from there, exactly how did he tell y'all to plan this, or how do you plan this thing? What exactly do y'all do from Jump Street?
We sit right there. Bubba say, all right, we'll plan it out. Bubba say, two people go in the back, two people stand right there on the side, and like, I'm gonna get out the car and hit him. If he don't drop, then everybody just start coming in and hit him or whatever. So that's what everybody did. But I was standing right there looking at him or whatever. So when he did that, Bubba went through his pocket, got his wallet. I told him to come on, so Bubba, everybody just ran to the car. We pulled off, went riding. She let me out, I went home. And I don't know what the rest of them did.
Okay. So who else went up to the man besides Bubba and Jamal?
G.
G?
G.
Jed. Okay. What'd Jed do?
Jed kicked him.
Jed hit him, and who kicked him?
Jed kicked him in the face.
Oh, Jed kicked him?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the face.
You remember what kind of shoes Jed was wearing?
Some BDPs.
What color?
White and gray.
Okay. Did you ever see this man hit Bubba or anyone else fighting back?
All I know, I seen Bubba and him, he just dropped.
Okay. We all got back in the car. Did anybody mention anything that they might have thought this man had died or was hurt bad or anything?
No.
Okay. You said Bubba planned this. How did Bubba know that this man would be getting out of his driveway with the groceries?
He did.
Because it's hard to make a plan when you don't know somebody's there.
Nah, he just, we were sitting right there, whatever we do, Bubba said, let's make us a lick. So everybody say, yeah. So Bubba say, yeah, he planned it out or whatever.
Bubba say, he knew this man already?
Uh-uh.
You don't know?
Bubba just said, let's do it.
Okay. Did he ever talk about this before that night?
Nope.
Okay.
Have you ever done any other flicks?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nope.
How did you first learn that the man had died?
I didn't know.
You didn't know? You didn't watch the news or anything? See it. Where do you usually hang out at?
With me?
Mm-hmm.
On Devonshire.
On Devonshire.
And
who do you hang out with?
Bubba, Jamal, Darrell, Shelton, G. There's a lot of people that's down right now.
Okay, has Bubba ever mentioned that he'd done a lick before?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Do you know why he was wanting to do a lick that night?
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all needing money to buy anything, like maybe to buy some beer? Or?
Nope.
You don't know why Bubba wanted to do this?
He just said, let's do it.
What about Stinky's ever? Been lit before?
I don't know, my brother will tell me everything.
He'll tell you everything.
Okay. The clothes that you had on the night this occurred, do you know where all those clothes are now?
Mm-hmm.
You said your shirt. Where's your shirt at?
In my closet.
Okay, and your pants that you had on?
In my closet.
Okay. And your shoes?
At home.
Okay. They're in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay. You had signed a consent to search order, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was a consent to search your residence?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else that you...
Yep. Did you have school?
Yeah.
Did you have school yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you have school today?
No.
No. What about your brother? Did he go to school yesterday?
Yeah.
Did he go today?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got.
How you doing in school?
Good.
Okay, making good grades? Okay. Sean, is there anything else on this that I didn't ask you about what happened out there, if you can...
Nope.
That you can... Excuse me. That you can think of that's important?
No.
Okay, now I'm gonna ask you one more time. And this is important, okay? Did you go up there and touch that man or make any physical contact with him? Even if it was just all wrong to him for a second?
I touched, that was it.
But you didn't hit him, right?
Nope. Okay. I touched.
And you didn't see anybody hit him in any way that may have caused him to die, right?
No.
Okay. You don't think him getting kicked in the head would have caused that?
Well, sir, he would like kick him hard. He would like lift his leg and like pull. And he just kicked him, you know.
Okay.
I was like, y'all stupid. And then like, I was like, come on, let's go. Get in the car, let's go.
When he kicked him, did he? Did the man moan or holler or anything else? So, yeah. Yeah. That hurt? Anything like that?
No.
Did he appear to be unconscious?
No.
At that time?
No. He was trying to get up.
Okay. You were asked earlier about the doorknob being pulled off the door. You know how that happened?
No.
Okay. And you said that Bubba went in the house?
Yeah.
How long was Bubba in the house?
A good 2 seconds. He came back out.
Just right in and right out?
Yeah.
Okay. Did anyone else go in the house?
No.
Did you go in the house?
No.
Okay. Okay, I can't think of anything else at this time to ask you about this. Is there anything you want to add to this about what happened?
No.
Do you feel sorry that this happened?
Yep.
Did you have any intention of this man dying when he went up there?
Nope.
Did Bubba?
I don't know.
Did your brother?
I know my brother did. And I know the Red did. I don't know about anybody else.
You don't know about Jed or Shelton?
Nope.
Have you talked to any of these boys since this happened?
Just the ones right there, except for Jed and Shelton. I ain't seen them for like a week or two.
Okay, the boys that you talked to or the people here that you talked to since this happened?
Yeah.
What'd they say about it?
About it. We haven't even seen nothing about it. Well, I know I haven't.
Okay.
Was the last time you saw the man, was he laying on his back or on his stomach?
He was laying on his back.
Well, was that while y'all were there and it happened, or when y'all went back after the police got there?
I had to go back when the police got there.
Yeah. Okay.
He went back?
No, I went all the way to sleep. They probably went back or whatever.
So who was at home when you got there?
Nobody.
Okay. This concludes the interview at 42 minutes after midnight on 11/20/2002.